Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Over in the Proverbs in chapter 11, verse 24, God's Word gives us this really important lesson. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper, while those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Man, this is poignant in our life. I mean, God is saying, if you give, you'll be wealthy. If you're stingy, you will lose everything. And the question would be, then why do so many stingy people have money and I don't, right? Well, the answer is that the Lord allows us to become wealthy in far more ways than just our finances, but I believe He wants to do that as well. When we are generous with our finances, I believe He trusts us with more and greater finances. When we treat our relationships well, He does the same. But to be stingy is to inevitably at some point lose everything, because the generous will prosper, and those who refresh other folks will themselves be refreshed. Join me in this prayer today. God, today I desire to give freely. Would you give me wisdom on how to do that? I desire to build healthy relationships. Would you give me the understanding to know how to do that? Lord, I don't want to be stingy. I don't want to lose everything. I desire to live with an open hand and live in generosity. I want to prosper. Lord, would you give me the ability to refresh others with what you've already entrusted to me? A kind word, a dollar, an encouraging word, a hug, a word of encouragement, maybe somebody that I could simply help. Lord, speak into my life and allow me to be a person that follows you and refreshes others, knowing then you will refresh me with peace and power and direction. Let's take a couple of deep breaths before we meditate, kind of set our soul still and our mind to stop, let our muscles become untensed and let them fall freely so that we can simply be at comfort and listen to the Lord and kind of push every other anxiety and voice in our life out of our way to just listen to God for a couple of moments. Let's breathe. Let's breathe again and hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And now, my friend, let me monitor the time, and in just a couple of moments, I'll be back to wrap up our time. Find yourself at peace and ready to hear from the Lord. Well, it's pretty clear. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others, they themselves will be refreshed. And that word refresh truly is the recipient of peace. How beautiful is that? God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.